It's time for Making Sausage on the KEXE KBXE Morning Show. Today, we're talking with DFL legislator Representative Rob Eklund. He represents Minnesota House District 3A, serving his third term, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Heidi. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. So earlier this week, your office put out a press release thanking the DNR for the emergency rule temporarily prohibiting the movement of all farmed white-tailed deer within the state. Why does this issue matter to you and to the people in your district?
Well, I think it matters, Heidi, because chronic wasting disease is, for one thing, is a disease that we don't completely understand yet, but it is always fatal in whitetail. And it seems like there's a prevalence of it in and around where farm whitetail are at. So they have from my understanding, it's a mutant protein that CWD is caused and or causes the issue with them. And the protein is called a prion, and prions last in the environment for up to 5 years. So If you have a herd or that has been infected, it could take a long time before it's out of the environment. So to avoid hurting our wild herd, we need to do something to stop the transfer of these prions or into the wild herd.
And mostly when,
that makes sense?
Yeah, and mostly when chronic wasting disease has been found, it's from deer in farms. Is that right?
Well, it's been in and around farms. Some of the things that we've also done in the last year for Survey Day Farms is we've required them by law to have redundant gates and 10-foot high fences and stuff like that. We're talking about double fencing, just so farm deer can't get out and wild deer can't get in. It's interesting that there's been a couple of different farm deer that were shot during whitetail season this year. That they do escape, so we need to figure out how to avoid having the contact with the farm deer and wild herd.
Rob, your district is Northern St. Louis, Coochin County, and the far north. And all of the incidents we've had reported so far are in central and southeast Minnesota, mainly southern Minnesota. Are you aware of any possible things that might need to be done in your district specifically?
Not that I'm aware of, and one Survey Day farmer does it down in the Gein area in my district. Him and I are actually pretty good friends. We disagree on this issue, but and he does a terrific job. And last year when we were working on the CWD issue at the legislature, you know, I made the comment, you guys know who the good actors and who the bad actors are, and it's up to you to help clean up your. The people that aren't doing things right. And, you know, the farm survey is a big money business. People, you know, they sell the urine percent, the antlers are worth a lot of money, and, you know, multiple things like that. So I get it. These farmers have big investments, but the wild harvest, the wild hunt in Minnesota is probably bigger as far as the amount of money spent and what's invested and stuff like that than what the farm survey are. That's my concern for my district, is that we don't get the CWD to spread this far north.
Yeah, right. And what are the areas of differences between you and your friend who has the farm?
Well, I mean, there's not really areas of differences. It was the cost to put in redundant gates and double fencing and stuff like that. It's expensive to do. And that part of it, I understand. And then, but when you challenge a person's potential livelihood, it makes a big difference to them, no matter what's going on. So, you know, I'd like to add, though, a few years ago when bovine tuberculosis was big over in the Northwest, we didn't hesitate to go in and wipe out as many of the whitetails we could in the area, just because we didn't want to get into the cattle herds and stuff. So it's a delicate balance that you're doing.
Is there money to reimburse if you needed to close down a farm? Is the state ready to do that and at least compensate for the closure?
We haven't gone to that direction yet. Not that we couldn't. What we're looking at now is let's get science based on this. So we're between the Veterinary Hospital at the University of Minnesota and the Board of Animal Health. They're working on a live test, so you can go in and test the animals live. Because right now, the only time you can find out if they have CWD is after the animal's dead. Because mm-hmm. you got to take, I think it's pituitary gland and something else that they send in and run the tests on to see if they're positive.
We're talking with DFLer Representative Rob Eklund. He is from International Falls, and his district is 3A. Is chronic wasting going to be brought up, do you think, in session 2020?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about it again, and we're going to be pushing the Board of Animal Health and others to work on this test and make sure that we try to get a handle on it. If you take a look at Wisconsin, and especially Wisconsin with Southern Iowa, the CWD is getting prevalent in both states, and you know, white-tailed deer. They don't know the boundaries. They don't know if they're in Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Iowa. But if you take a look at where the most of them were down in southeastern Minnesota, that's pretty close to the Wisconsin border. So I'm not saying all the CWD is coming from these farms every day.
Sure.
But something's happening out there, and we need to get a handle on it to protect our wild herd.
So what are you looking ahead to for the beginning of session in February 2020? What are some of the issues you'll be focusing on this year?
Well, it's a capital investment year, so that we'll have a lot of bonding bills. And then I'm also the chair of the Veterans Finance Committee in the House. And so we'll be working on some veteran stuff. I've got my big bill that I'm going to be working on. It's called Veterans Restorative Justice. And if we get it passed, we'll create an alternative courts for similar to a drug and alcohol court for veterans that find themselves in trouble, possibly through no fault of their own, but they may be suffering from PTSD or other things that are causing them to get into trouble. So I'll be pushing that. The federal government just passed a similar bill with $21 million in it to start have some startup money for these alternative courts. So I'm hoping that we can get this passed and take care of our veterans. You know, if we can send them off to war, we should be able to take care of them when they come back.
Any big bonding projects for your district up north?
No, I don't have any big ones. I've got, I do have one big one. We've got an overpass in Cushing County on it's called the Van Lyn Road, and what it is a dead end road, and Canadian National Railway cuts it off, and so we're going to try to build an overpass over it just for safety reasons. The other day it was 20 below zero up here. The bus was held up for about 25 minutes while that train was passing, and especially in that kind of weather, that's really dangerous for the kids that may be out waiting for the bus on the other side. Kids don't really know what's going on with the weather. You know, they're waiting for the bus, and all of a sudden things could get tragic. So, and then for the same thing for ambulance services and other that kind of stuff. So it's a good move. That'll be the big bonding bill in my district, and then I've got several smaller ones that are parks and trails and that sort of thing. So,
you know, I think sometimes people get the idea that legislators are busy during the session, but then they have time off. And from what I see of legislators and their schedules, they're very busy in the off season as well. What would you say are some of the biggest topics when you're in your district and talking to constituents that people are asking you about or asking for help about?
Well, there's real concern about health care and prescription drug prices. I would say those are probably the two biggest things. And, you know, I saw a story the other day, where one gentleman had health insurance and two of his family members didn't. They all had diabetes, and they were figuring out how to ration the insulin that he could get for the three of them. And that just needs to end. In this country, as rich as we are in this day and age, there's absolutely no reason for people not to get the prescription medication they need. So I think we'll see that's a couple of things that I hear about. And of course, you know, everybody's got their little gripes and complaints, but most of the time it's that type of thing that I'm hearing about, is how people are going to pay for their medications.
Representative Rob Eklund from International Falls, thanks for your time today. We'll check in again during session.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. This is the Thursday Morning Show.